You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. It is time for hour number three of Nightlight here on this beautiful Friday night in gorgeous, the state of Christmas, Wisconsin. What was that poll the other day, Conrad, that said Wisconsin? All the Christmas cities were like the warm weather cities. Atlanta, Orlando, yeah. Vegas, come on.
Ridiculous. I mean, obviously you got the major ones and... You just can't, I don't know. You got to put, you know, Marinette up there, right?
Marinette is Christmas City. Christmas City, USA. Wisconsin is the state to be in for Christmas. We've got pine trees. We've got snow. It's gorgeous. It is a little cold out tonight.
Yeah, just bundle up and then you're fine.
Yeah. For tonight's window fun photo, it was too cold to go outside, so I decided to take a hot shower and warm up a little bit. And Conrad was nice enough to snap a photo.
That sounds kind of weird.
No, there's a curtain. It was all on the up and up. That sounded weird, too. But so I'll be posting that shortly. But hey, welcome, folks. If you're just joining us, you've missed a pretty good show so far. I wouldn't say it's our best, but it was a pretty damn good show. And you can catch the first 2 hours on the podcast at civicmedia.us. So certainly please do that. We talked to Ilion Hoskins in the first hour. He is a young judo champ from Madison, a middle schooler, 12 years old, and he hopes to compete in the Olympics someday. It was a very nice to talk to Ilion. And then if you heard part of the second hour, you know that we talked to Gray Gunderson, Parker Olson, Dom Lee. Conrad and I had a spirited discussion about the Bears and the Packers. It was almost too nice.
Yeah, we didn't get any... into big arguments.
Then you can't really, there's no fisticuffs over the stream.
You know, all right, so your question.
Or shouting.
What you should have asked is, who's better, Jordan Love or Caleb Williams?
All right, well, yeah.
That would have got, you know, heated debate.
Right now, I would say Jordan Love.
See, and, well, let's just say this.
Overall, but you clutch, Caleb's got the clutch genes. I don't know, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, some of the throws... This is the thing that Jordan Love has, like, because I've experienced Aaron Rodgers, Matt Flynn for, like, you know.
Cup of coffee.
and Jordan Love. And the thing that Aaron Rodgers had that I think Jordan Love doesn't is, I guess from my perspective, is every time Aaron Rodgers made a throw, I wouldn't be scared.
You're scared if Jordan Love does?
When he tosses it downfield, I'm like, oh, geez. Yeah. When Aaron Rodgers did, I'm like, oh, that's going to be amazing ball.
That's really interesting because even with the two picks last week, I think Jordan Love's TD to interception ratio is still really good.
I know. Don't get me wrong. I think Jordan Love's phenomenal.
Yeah.
There's just sometimes where he's like off the back foot and chucking it 60 yards. And I'm like, oh, geez. You know, I love Jordan Love. I think, you know, he's great, but... Nothing beats the feeling I had when Aaron Rodgers tossed it downfield to Davante Adams.
I will say that I think that where the Packers have really scored, and they're a solid organization, they've always had good leadership, at least for the last 30-some years, is like Parker said, they have a great quarterback coach, but also not only just a quarterback coach, Mike McCarthy, Mike Holmgren, both offensive minds, both great coaches, and Favre and Rodgers benefited from that, and I think Love is now, too, with Matt LaFleur. I think he's a really good coach for Jordan Love to have. Now, I think of the three of those, Aaron Rodgers would have been good regardless. I think he probably needed less coaching than the other two, but he still benefited, you know?
I mean, the thing that I saw from, you know, I mean, he did it with Mike McCarthy, too, but he did butt heads a little bit with the coaches sometimes.
But just because who he is, he's a dink. I mean, the guy's a great quarterback, but he's a dink.
I was gonna say, I really like watching Josh Jacobs play.
Yeah, he's good. He's just, that was a good pickup.
He's just, yeah, that's fantastic.
His second year?
Second year for the Packers, yeah.
Yeah, he was really...
And it just shows how much improvement we've had over... Just the run game is just something we can lean on, too.
You had kind of a gap there between...
Well, not really.
Between him and who is the guy that...
Aaron Jones.
In Minnesota. Yeah, Aaron Jones. Wasn't there a year or two between...
No, there was a was a point. There was a point where we signed Josh Jacobs, and there wasn't full news yet on Aaron Jones. And like for like 2 days, every Packers fans were like, are we going to get them both? Which is dumb, first of all. But no.
That's hilarious. All right, I'm going to ask Conrad in just a moment something I think some Packer fans secretly want but won't admit.
Okay.
But I'll ask that. But first, we're going to refresh everybody's memory for our awesome question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Tonight's question, eggnog, yes or no? Go to town, folks. Let me know what you think about eggnog. I would say the no's were winning for a while, but there were some yeses on social media that we just read before the break. So I would imagine we're around even, maybe. Just some fun facts for you. Number one state where they love their eggnog is New Hampshire. The state where they least like eggnog is Florida. So it could be, a hot weather thing, a warm weather thing. Eggnog can be sort of warm your bones a little bit. I don't care for it. I don't like the eggs. Conrad likes it. So
yeah,
we're at odds here too. So let us know what you think, though. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, you can drop us a stream comment and we will read it on the air. So I think we're caught up on the text line. We do have some stream comments, though. Dave, we already read Dave's response on eggnog. He was not a fan. Sydney Politics, Dave's pal, says, hey, Dave, happy holidays. Those two, I thought there was a something going on there because they hadn't conversed lately. But it's good to see those guys back in action over the streamline. Sydney Politics says, quick trip, eggnog, yes. So not only does he like eggnog, he's going gas station eggnog.
I got to give that a try. I've never tried it.
Dave says, Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas, Dave. Trumpet Joe, 40. This is a first. This could
Trumpet
be a first
Joe.
Trumpet Joe. Go Bears, bear down. Thank you, Trumpet Joe. And Sydney Politics says, Rex Grossman was the best quarterback post-McMahon. I might go Eric Kramer there, but I did let Rex had moments. He definitely had a cannon. So wouldn't totally disagree with you there, Sydney. Thank you. I hope he and his girlfriend are still talking because she kind of, remember she was texting us the other night about how there was dissension in the Sydney Politics household. But Sydney continues, says also those magical few games by Josh McCown. Oh yeah, Josh was good.
A couple names you haven't heard in a while, huh? Except for Rex Grossman. But.
And the fact that, you got to go, who was that? Oh, yeah, he was a good quarterback. That's how it is with the Bears. Like, we just haven't had a good quarterback. Like, Cutler had great skills, but he was a tool. He threw a lot of picks.
Last night, I was watching that. By the way, phenomenal game last night.
A good game. I saw the last few games.
What's funny is I didn't know who was calling the game. I didn't look, but he was talking about Sam Darnold, and he had a brief.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I don't know if Sam Bradford has.
Oh, I heard that.
I'm like, well, Bradford?
That was Kirk Herbstreit, yeah. Who I think I like him. I don't know.
It was funny, though. Decent. I haven't heard Sam Bradford's name in a while.
Do you ever find yourself cheering for a guy like, because I saw like the last
Darnold.
6 minutes, and they were saying the rap on Darnold is he can't win. He's not a come-from-behind guy. He doesn't win the big game. And instantly, I was cheering for him.
Oh, instantly.
You know what I mean? Like,
I've been cheering for him since he was, the second string quarterbacks before the Vikings. You know, I always thought he was pretty good. And
so he's kind of a bust,
some. I mean, if you get drafted to the Jets, good luck.
They'll make you a bust.
and then the next team you go to is the Panthers. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And Bryce Young's having okay season, but the team around him is doing better.
Right. No, that was interesting. And I did find myself immediately, because Stafford's, he's got a Super Bowl. He's probably been an MVP. He's breaking records. Yeah, I was totally cheering for Sam Darnold to come back, and he did. So that was good. Good for the Seahawks. Casey James on the stream says, Reggie White led the league in miracles. Yeah, he was. Was he the the preacher man?
I really wish I got to see him play. That would've
been cool. He was. Same thing with Micah Parsons. It's like, how did you let this guy go? Right? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You don't
Jerry Jones, you know, I don't know.
It's crazy.
There was talk about him giving up CeeDee Lamb, too, which would be so dumb.
Yeah, he's kind of a little bit of a nut job, I think. But
so what was this question you wanted to ask?
The question I was going to ask you is, the Bears are in the middle of this huge, now it's, they're talking to Northwest Indiana. And I've said on this show, and I'm not, whatever, it's just not what we typically talk about, but I do think like areas like Kenosha, Racine, right on the lake, they're going to boom at some point with the climate change and all that. And they say Michigan's going to be the number one state to live in. Wisconsin's going to be right behind it. We have these Great Lakes. I think Gary and Hammond and that whole corner, that's still Lake Michigan. That is the southernmost tip of the Great Lakes. So the water is warmer there, maybe by a degree. But I think anyone who goes in there and sets up shop is going to clean up, because I think that area will come back. And I've heard from people who, whatever, that I follow, that the Bears are serious. And frankly, they should have gone there first before they bought this land in Arlington Heights to maybe for leverage. But now I guess it's not about leverage. The Illinois government, which, say what you want about the Illinois government, they're all over the place and they have a seriously corrupt history. They're saying they won't even get to this till 2027. So what are the Bears supposed to do? They either go to Kenosha or Gary or Hammond. So I don't blame them. It'll be interesting to see what happens. My first choice is that they stay in the city. That's a very picturesque setting on the lakefront. And I hope they build a kick-ass dome that you can have a U2 concert in or a Final Four, and they put the trains there and they rebuild the infrastructure. I think it'd be great for the city of Chicago. My question is to you, Conrad, and Packer fans, do you secretly wish the Packers had a dome?
No.
Really?
I think it
you hate winter, too. Every day you complain about winter.
Yeah, but I think it gives an element of home field advantage for the Packers. They're used to the cold.
Yeah.
A lot of players, like, for example, last year we faced Miami when they were playing really good football, and we won because they were not ready for that cold weather.
Okay.
I think that the cold weather gives Lambeau its special
advantage.
Well, I'm like this. It's the Lambeau lore. Feed or Lambeau Field. You know, that's what Lambeau Field is. It's once you get into the stadium, it's like, on a cold night, even though it's cold, you're still like, I'm in Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's funny because some friends of mine have said the Packers or Lambeau Field are the last stadium not to be in cold weather, but the Bills still play outside.
Yeah, but they're getting a new one too.
Are they getting a dome?
Yeah.
Oh, are they really?
I mean, I imagine not a lot of stadiums that are being built are going to be open.
Open air. I love the Vikings. I think that's a gorgeous stadium. And it's kind of outdoor because of the window. It looks beautiful.
I really want to go to a game there.
Yeah. You know, let us know what you think, folks. I mean, do you secretly wish the Packers had a dome or some kind of temperature control somehow? And most people, if they don't go to the games regularly, don't care. They probably want the advantage.
You know, if you're cold, just go into the bathrooms. They're heated.
Bathrooms are heated. All right, we're coming right back. We're going to read some more of your texts, and I've got a very funny clip of Gary Cole talking about Office Space. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. The last one of the year. Terry Barr will be here after the news at 7:30, and we are very excited. She has brought really, really great music tonight, as usual, but we've got a Christmas song and one that's not a Christmas song from two great artists, so we will talk to Terry about both of those in just a few minutes. What do you think? I know Terry's going to... We'll ask her about the dome, but I don't think she's open air all the way.
Yeah, I'm going to say a lot of Packer fans are probably going to say the same thing unless they've went to a game and were cold.
Well, that game we talked about when Parker and Gray were here, I still remember the date. It was like December 9th, 1980, shortly after we'd moved here. It was so cold. It was like bone chilling. And, you know, we were kind of squeezed in. It was old Lambeau. So we were like warm from body heat. But, man, oh, man, that was brutal. But I think we're also going to, you know, you mentioned this. I forgot about this, but I did hear Terry's piece on the Packer fans being this. Were they the sexiest fans in the NFL?
I think they ranked up there, but yeah. I think she said Seattle or something was one of the top, maybe. Los Angeles, I don't know.
I'd love to know how they...
They pull that off?
Criteria, like what went into that? Like,
well, you know, every stadium's got those cameras that can zoom in to
those
the fans.
Those go-to fans?
And they look straight at me, and they're like, all right, he's up there. Not
get
L.A.
Get that guy on camera.
Not L.A. sexy. Wisconsin sexy.
Well, wait, sexy is sexy. I mean, if you're going to say not L.A. sexy, that means L.A. has the sexiest fans. But if the Packers have sexier fans than L.A.
Well, we got to ask her. I forget who is number one.
Yeah. I'll say this.
When Cleveland, maybe?
When it comes to the uniforms, I think that... Hell, Cleveland, please. Cleveland, here's my issue with the Clevelands. The Browns, they are so horrible. And I feel bad because my sister's family, her husband, Dan, is from Cleveland. They raised their kids there. They're all Browns fans. But it's tough. If you're them, it's tough. The Deshaun Watson thing was a disaster. What a stupid move. The ownership is awful. The uniforms and colors are terrible.
Just the logo is...
The name, Browns. Yeah, let's associate our team with excrement. Like, why would you do that? Like, they need an entire rebrand makeover of everything. But that leads me to the Packers. As a Northeast Wisconsin resident, I love those when they wear white with the green and gold accent. I don't like the green. I mean, the green and gold is iconic. I get it. But I love those white uniforms.
And so this is what we talked about on Make the Call as well. Is we asked, what do we want for Christmas as for sports?
Okay.
And Parker said, I want those white uniforms.
Oh.
But with a yellow stripe instead of a green one for the helmet.
Okay.
Because he says it makes it feel more Packers.
Yeah.
And I agree. I think that those uniforms would be cooler with yellow, yellow stripes.
Either way, I like those better. I just think they look slick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I found this clip I want to play. This is Rich Eisen has such great guests sometimes. Not like nightlight guests, but, you know, he's... but he had Gary Cole on. Gary Cole, for those of you who don't know, played Lumberg in Office Space, one of the most surprise hits probably of the last 30 years of the movie theater, where it did not do well, but then it came back strong with Reynolds, and it's just one of the most quotable movies ever. This is him talking about landing the role of Lumberg, and there's a couple quick animation points in there where they show Milton, the character played by Stephen Root. But let's play that. This is Gary Cole talking about how he got the part in Office Space and Office Space.
How did you wind up on Office Space?
You know, kind of a traditional call from an agent, except for, along with the script, I got a VHS cassette of two little short animations called Office Space by Mike Judge.
Yes.
And I popped those in, and they both begin with Milton sitting in his cubicle mumbling to himself.
I told Bill if they move my desk one more time, I'm quitting.
And then you hear footsteps, and this Lumberg-esque dude comes in with glasses and kind of peers over the cubicle and begins to torment Milton. And so when I watched it, I, like a lot of people probably, recognized that guy, you know, as a boss I certainly had. So I figured, well, what am I going to do for this audition? I can't do it better than that, so I'll just do that. So I went in and tried to do my best, like, imitation of this animation, and I guess Mike liked it.
Mel, we're going to need to go ahead and move you downstairs into storage B.
No,
We have some new people coming in, and we need all the space we can get.
But there's no space.
Were you channeling any former boss of your life?
I had a boss named Buck Palmer. I worked at a place called Kinney Shoes. And it's funny because now that I think of it, Buck wore one of those blue dress shirts, but with the white collar. Mm-hmm. But he had white shoes on too. I don't know if he had suspenders.
Right.
And I thought, my God, he never raised his voice, mm-hmm. but you could tell he wasn't thrilled to be there. And he certainly wasn't thrilled that anybody else was there, too, including his employees. So there was probably a little bit of Buck, but mostly Mike Judge.
Were there any memos?
Did you see the memo about this?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I have the memo right here. I just forgot. But it's not shipping out till tomorrow, so there's no problem.
Yeah. If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
We didn't get memos. No. I mean, no, it was before memos. He would just, Cole, can you help them in the double pump area? Yeah. He knew, it's like, I guess I have the best job in this place, but that's not saying much. Yeah.
I just love that you just channeled Lundberg here, and that's become a cult hit, right?
When we did it,
Jennifer Aniston and Ron Livingston and Stephen Root.
Yeah, we all knew it was really great. Everybody was a fan of Mike, but you never know what's going to hit in a theater, and when it hit in a theater, it didn't really do well. We all knew something was up when people started shouting the lines across the street to us. Did you get the memo? You know,
right?
And I thought, well, what? I thought this tanked, but
so great. And they wrote Mike Judge, and they didn't know he'd be a hit. And then he said no to a sequel because they made his life so miserable. Hey, it's Bar Band Friday night, folks. Terry Barr will be here after the news. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right. We've got Terry Barr dressed as a Santa Claus tonight, so you can't beat that. I mean, our pal Terry, who the segment is named after, Bar Band Friday Night, joins us now on Nightlight. How are you, my friend? Love the festive outfit.
Hey, what a great show you guys are having. I love the sports talk tonight. That was really, really fun.
Well, you know what? Before we get into music, you did this piece about Packer fans being this up there when it comes in terms of sexiness. You said the
attractiveness.
Oh, Conrad went the sexy route. That makes more sense. Attractive. And he was taking all the credit for it.
Let's go sexy.
But well done, as usual, another great piece. And
thank you.
Yeah, how did you find where was your data? Yeah, I disagree with you, Terry. That's
from
okay. You're still my
PickWise website, and they dive into all kinds of sports information.
Oh,
and they use some wacky tool that actually can define the faces, and that's what it was based on. Basically sending this thing around at various stadiums and looking at fans' faces. Little did you know this was happening.
I did not.
And Bears fans ended up fourth from the bottom.
You already said that, Terry, and I'm going to let that one go.
Sorry,
but
did
if I okay, yeah.
Conrad, are you with me?
I am.
As usual, outstanding work though, Terry. I love your pieces you do here at Civic Media. Where do you stand on eggnog? Yes or no?
You know, I saw and heard a lot of different answers. And when somebody said they add brandy to it, I think that was the winner. I can't drink it alone. Blah. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting. If I had to drink it, that's how I'd want to drink it too. Something to wash away that egg taste.
I know. You don't like it at all, really.
I don't really like it, but that's okay. To each his own. I would say and people seem like they're pretty much split down the middle. So.
Yes.
It's been a fun little poll here, informal as it were. All right, let's talk. I love these bands, Terry. Tell me, who do you want to do first? Because I love Wheelhouse, and it's not a Christmas song, but it is a great
tune.
Let's
do that.
All right, let's talk Wheelhouse. Yep. Tell us about Wheelhouse.
Well, and thus my outfit tonight. Wheelhouse is hosting the 11th annual Ugly Sweater Party this Sunday afternoon in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. This is always quite the event to attend. Wheelhouse has played everywhere. And I'm not kidding when I tell you this. Wheelhouse has played all over the country, all over the state. We even took a busload of fans to Nashville when they were vying in a contest to win a recording contract. Yeah, they ended up second, unfortunately. Okay. But I've never heard anything from the band that landed first. So who knows how these contests go.
Yeah.
But they used to play more than 225 shows a year, Pete.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
Yeah, because they believed in what they do so much. That's quite a few years ago. You know, time marches on, and I hate this because they haven't dissolved completely, but each of them have their own projects they're working on. Some got married, some have kids, but they still get together maybe 3, 4, 5 times a year to do a come together concert. And this is one of those.
This must be like, you know, going from 220 shows a year to 4 or 5. Are they packed? Are they all in Madison when they do these 4 to 5 shows? Are they typically always local?
Yes. Okay. They used to play all over the state, but typically because they're now Madison based, all four of them, the shows have been in Madison, but anybody that has seen them anywhere in the state or around the country, I mean, I know there are some people that some of the past shows have flown in to be part of a show because it just doesn't happen enough anymore.
Very nice. Well, I also want to wish you that you said this is your husband's favorite band, which is really cool. And it was your anniversary this week. So happy anniversary to you and your husband.
Oh, thank you. My goodness, Pete.
I put a little heart emoji under your Facebook post. But you ever do this? I did that. And then I look up. I go, oh, this post is from 5 days ago. Like, I'm late to the party lately. You know, you guys could be divorced by now.
It's hard to keep track of everything.
Exactly. All right. So this song is called Hungover and Brokenhearted. Great tune. Should we roll it, Terry?
Let's roll it. Just listen to the words for everyone who is watching or listening to the show. It's got some humor underlying all of it.
Yeah, it's great. This is Hungover and Brokenhearted by Wheelhouse.
Rolled into town in a cloud of dust and a beat up old Chevy all covered in rust. No one likes around here, the best thing out of Texas is shining black beer. But she said she was a preacher's daughter, but she's forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with every touch. I don't think I can take much more. It's been last night on the bathroom floor. Days end the way that they started. She got her boots on the bar. I never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope or Queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spend all my money at the liquor store. She's underage but never gets caught in. I'm hungover. Of an innovation.
whatever what you're wishing for. Like Cody and the boys are now departed. A hungover and broken hearted. A hungover and broken hearted. A hungover and broken hearted. A hungover and broken hearted.
Boy, that's I heard that song, Terry, and then I read the info that you sent, yeah. And I was like, oh, man. Like, I saw that they used to do 220 shows a year. What a great tune. What a great sound.
Yeah.
And you're right. There's some funny stuff in
there. There's something special, Pete.
Yeah.
They really are, and I think for a really long time, the Wisconsin music scene has been looking for somebody else to break out.
Mm. Yeah, interesting.
This was going to be the band that did it, and it just didn't happen. And you know, music, art, culture, all of it is so fickle.
You just never know. But, yeah.
Yeah. You listen to them, compare them to anybody else that plays this kind of music. They're right up there.
Oh, they're great. That's a great song too. Where can we download that song, or can we find their music anywhere? Are they on Spotify? Oh,
absolutely. Okay. Go to, they have a great SoundCloud, and I think you can download anything you want there. They have all their albums loaded on SoundCloud.
That's fantastic.
All
right. Very good. So tell us about Kirsty Kraus.
Okay. So Kirsty is so interesting.
Oh, Kirsty, I'm sorry.
No. That is okay. She's originally from Janesville and was having a great career just traveling around Wisconsin and the Midwest. She had a band called Thirsty Jones. And then she decided that wasn't enough. You know, we hear this, you know, often kind of like talking about Wheelhouse.
Yeah.
So she moved to Nashville. And I think with her family's blessing, she was going to give it a year or two. She's not come back, except to come back and play shows at home, because she says she doesn't want to ever forget where she came from. She's killing it in Nashville.
That is, wow, that's so cool.
I know. Isn't it interesting? Because you have one band you think is going to do it. Then you have someone who goes by herself and is making it happen. She writes a lot of songs for other people, but she also is keeping some of her favorites. And then she records them herself with other people around Nashville. And the holiday song we're going to hear tonight is brand new. But they already entered it in the award contest for, and I didn't even know this existed, Pete.
This is
the
awesome.
The Trop Rock Radio Song of the Year, Trop Rock.
Like Tropic,
and
right?
Won.
Like Tropic?
Yeah.
It's like similar to Yacht Rock, only Trop Rock. I love that. And I thought that was
too fantastic.
All right, very cool. So this is Kirsty Kraus, and this is an original holiday tune from a Wisconsin artist by way of Terry Barr, and it is called Tropic Wonderland. Let's do it.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? On the beach, Santa's glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a tropic wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay are the snowbirds. We'll sing a love song as we go along, walking in a tropic wonderland. By the ocean we can build a sandman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man, but you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll perspire as we dream by the fire. So face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a tropic wonderland. By the ocean we can build a sandman, and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Sandman until the other kids knock them down. When it's wind
thrilling when we're surfing and a chilling. We'll frolic and play the Kokomo way, walking in a tropic wonderland.
Oh yeah,
walking in a tropic wonderland.
Big finish.
Walking in a tropic wonderland.
Fun song. Love it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's perfect for the weather that we are having right now. Warms your heart a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Trop rock. I love it. Terry, can we keep you for just a couple more minutes past the break?
Sure. I'd love to stay. A
couple questions for you. Fantastic. Oh, Terry Barr is
okay,
here,
wait,
folks.
Maybe I have to go. Just kidding.
It's Bar Band Friday night, and that is the kind of sassy behavior you get from our guest, Terry Barr. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight.
Yeah, I'm playing blind man's bluff. It's a little baby's game.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
A 1, 2. It was a teenage wedding and a whole folks wish them well. You can see that Pierre truly loves.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch here, folks. Your weekend started a while ago. Conrad and I, we will start our weekend in just a few minutes. It has been so much fun, and I am so thrilled at the response we got tonight with our question. Thank you for being part of the show, folks. We have a few texts we'll finish up in just a moment. I'd like to thank Ilian Hoskins, middle school judo champ. Terry, there's a story. This kid, what a great kid.
And he's such a cutie, and yeah, he was so fun with you guys.
Yeah,
fun
he was
funny.
Such a good kid, and it was so fun to talk to him. My thanks to Greg Gunderson, Parker Olson, and Dom Lee, and Conrad Krieger for being part of our Fun Bear Packer Talk, and obviously Terry Barr. And thank you for all your texts. As I said, have a great weekend, and we'll do this. We got a short week next week, folks, but we got great guests. In fact, Terry, I wanted to tell you, my pal Paul Gannis, an actor, will be here. I mentioned this earlier in the week. He has a great Rob Reiner story, and it involves Kevin Costner as well. But it just speaks to what a great guy Rob Reiner was. So he's going to be on the show Monday night at about 6:10 or 6:15, and we'll talk to Paul. He's happy to tell the story, and it's going to be fun. And I think you should definitely hear it because it might be worth a write-up or a mention or something.
I will be listening.
All right, fantastic.
Absolutely.
That is Monday night at 6:10. We've also got comedian Johnny Biener on the show. Always fun, Johnny Biener. Mike Clemens will be here at 5:35 to wrap up the Bear Packer extravaganza and Milwaukee Mob Talk at 7:35 with two experts and podcasters. Actually, I think they're on at 7:20, so they will be here in studio. That'll be fun. Terry, you're kind of a purist, I assume, when it comes to the Packers. What do you think?
Yeah.
Are you glad there's no dome at Lambeau?
Yes.
Okay.
I know we can never host a Super Bowl because I think they think it would just be too cold. But who knows with climate change?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Well, I'm not a fan of the climate change, but
me either.
Warmer weather, but
might have a few perks we didn't anticipate, though. I guess.
Yeah.
All right, that's what I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to tell you about Paul. So, great. Great stuff tonight. As always, great tunes. Keep up the great work. Love reading your stuff here at Civic Media. And
happy anniversary again. Happy holidays to you and everyone, because I think, Pete, this may be the last one until the new year.
Oh, I mentioned that earlier, and I totally forgot to mention that with you. Yeah, this is our last Bar Band Friday night until January 9th or 10th or something like that. So
okay.
We'll miss you.
We'll get kicked off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I will miss you too.
No, you won't. You'll enjoy a fish fry on a Friday for a change. It'll be fun.
Oh,
so please live it up.
That.
Yeah. And happy anniversary again. And thank you so much, as always, for introducing us to great music. Have a great weekend, Terry, and a great Christmas and holiday season.
Thank you and everyone, too.
All right. That's Terry Barr, folks. She's a treasure, and she joins us here every Friday night for Bar Band Friday night. And we absolutely love that. We do have a few more texts here we'll get to. Sydney Politics says, since we're doing all this sports talk, can we get everyone's pick on the Anthony Joshua versus Jake Paul boxing match tonight? God, Sydney, I got to tell you, I don't know.
A snooze fest, probably.
Anything about that. If it's on Netflix, expect everything to reload every few minutes. That's all I can say about that.
I expect a lot of hugging.
Yeah.
A lot of hugging, a draw maybe, or they'll both be up. There's no knockouts.
No
obviously.
Knockouts. They're bros, I'm sure.
They're all going to be like, all right, good fight, but where's my $1 billion?
Yeah, I just, it's kind of a scam. I mean, when Jake Paul gets knocked on his ass or is out cold, then I'll go, oh, this is real. That's not going to happen, no. though. It's a no. dance.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say. All right. The moment that happens, it was planned. It was planned for him to go down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you mean you think he took a dive or he's just trying to...
He'll take a dive, like, say, in like a couple of years, and he's won the past, you know, three boxing matches, and everyone's like... Yeah. Still the same way of this is definitely rigged, obviously. He's going to be like, oh, yeah, well, what about this match? I just got knocked out. But I still made $70 million.
It's a lucrative nap. Speaking of city politics, his other half, better half, I don't know. I don't know them that well. Rachel says, hello, it's me. The surgery on Sydney's dad that we discussed last night that got postponed to Christmas Eve somehow. She says the surgery is still happening, but the house is not divided. Well, that's good. She says the holidays are always crazy and we are making it work. LOL. Sydney is going to be cooking and he's a great chef, making it up with food. See, I don't have that going for me.
Would it kill Sydney to make a quiche for Nightlight?
Yeah. How about a nice bundt cake, Sydney? Send something our way here. We'll make you feel good with your culinary skills. But I don't have that. I can't say to my wife, well, I'll cook you dinner. She'd be like, okay, no thanks.
I'm good. That's
okay. You want to make it up to me? Don't cook. That's actually not true. I'm not a bad cook or chef, but I pick my things.
What's
that
your
I
top
do
dish?
Well. I can make a really good chicken green curry. I make great pasta, pesto pasta, Cajun shrimp pasta. I do steaks okay, but I you know.
Could you get my medium well if I wanted?
Yeah, I could.
What about if I want it extra rare?
Well,
where it's tire.
What's the old phrase? Just knock its horns off, wipe its ass, and bring it in here. It doesn't get any rarer than that. No, you just got to go slow. Take your time. Don't be in a rush. Let that meat cook. Dave from Madison in the 608 says eggnog with a shot of Captain Morgan is delicious. As a Packer fan, my favorite player is Jay Cutler. Of course it is. He was always good for a pick or two.
Yeah.
Go Pack. Go. And I'll say,
can we end the show just on that?
I'll even that out with a bear down. No. Final, remind people what your prediction was.
I say we're going to win by 3 points. I think we're going to squeak it out. And okay. I said McManus will hit the game-winning field goal instead of Santos like last year, and he did it. So
at Chicago Lambeau. Instead of at Lambeau, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to stick with, actually, I've increased, my pick has changed. It's going to be Packers by 44 points. Because I don't want to jinx myself. So we will discuss all of this, folks, Monday with Mike Clemens in a short week, just Monday and Tuesday next week. But we will still be with you in spirit. Thank you for being part of the show tonight, folks. Have a great weekend. Be safe. And on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin. In the basement, down in the basement. Oh, you got the comforts of home, a nightclub too. In the basement. Food and drinks are free in the base. Girl child, you know it, yeah, in the base. That's where it's at.
The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.